It's just one of those days when you don't want to wake up. Everything is wrong. Everybody sucks. You don't really know why, but you want to justify ripping someone's head off. No human contact. And if you interact, your life is on contract. Your best bet is to stay away, motherfucker. It's just one of those days.
You're listening to the Midwest Punks podcast, Brian and Carl.
How's Welcome it going, back.
Brian? Yeah. We opened the show there with Limp Bizkit. Probably recognized that when you heard it and wondered if something happened to your radio. Maybe the station changed or something. But nope, it's Midwest Punks playing Limp Bizkit, and we'll explain why here in a minute. But yeah, Brian, it's been a little while, but there's been a lot going on here. We work out of Lakeshore Public Media Studios in Maryville, which operates Lakeshore Public Radio, which is where we do the podcast out of. And we're doing a lot of stuff here in the studio and updating a lot of equipment. And so with that and some other changes and everything else going on personal lives and enjoying the summer a little bit, we've had a little bit of a hard time finding some spare time to come in the studios. But we're doing it now. So
yeah, hopefully we can be back for a little bit here.
Yeah. So we enjoy doing this, and we hope you enjoy listening, and we try to bring you some good music that just kind of, something to add to your playlist or bring back some memories or even hear some new music. So that's what we're trying to do here. And you can find more information about us in the show and past episodes at MidwestPunks.com, which takes you to our page on the Lakeshore Public Radio website, and you can check things out there. You can follow us on Facebook at Midwest Punks Podcast, and again reach out with recommendations and bands and things like that, and we will do our best to get around to sharing some of that on the show. And yeah, did I miss anything? It's been a little while.
No, I think that's it.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's kind of our usual
major
spiel,
the major stuff to cover.
Yeah. I chose to have Limp Bizkit on my list for today because they recently played at the Festival of the Lakes, which is put on by the city of Hammond here in Northwest Indiana, and they headlined one of the days, and I was able to make it out to that show with a buddy of mine, and there weren't any real opening acts, and it was a nice day. It was an outdoor venue, and so it felt good to get out there in front of a band and hear some live music. And so that was just one of the songs that kind of, it gets the crowd going, and you can hear the energy in the song. So Limp Bizkit is a rap rock group out of Florida. They started in 1994, and most people, probably remember them. If you ever watched MTV in the early 2000s, you saw a lot of Limp Bizkit stuff.
Oh, yeah.
They're often called, new metal, and he even referred to them as a new metal band, and that's NU, not NEW, metal band or post grunge. And so a lot of his inspirations and influences were hip hop groups and punk groups and heavy metal groups. He said, Black Flag and Minor Threat, Rage Against the Machine, things like that. And they got their big break, touring with Korn, another band that, people probably remember.
Oh, yeah.
From that same time period.
Hear those names a lot in unison.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, there's a period where it's like Limp Bizkit, Korn, Kid Rock. Like,
yeah.
All those guys were just, tearing everything up. So, so they got their big release by touring with them. And there's a kind of funny story behind that. It was like Fred Durst reached out to the guy from Korn and said he'd give him free tattoos or something if he came and just hung out with them and listened to their albums. And then tattoos weren't that great from what the story I read. But then, you know, the guy from Korn, I think it was, what's his name, Anthony Davis, the lead singer. He liked their stuff enough to say, you know, okay, maybe we can give you a shot, and worked with them on it. So they released six albums from 1997 to 2011. They had six albums, so decent amount in a pretty short time. And, you know, I was really only familiar with, like, two of them. So when I heard six, I was like, oh, man, they made a lot more than I thought. The video for this, the song we played, Break Stuff, is pretty funny. There's a ton of cameos on it. Like Eminem's in there, Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Aaron Lewis, Jonathan Davis, Korn. I had his name right there in my notes. But Alec Baldwin's in it. There's, like, some models in it. There's, I forget who else. There's, like, a huge list of all these cameos that are in it. So it's kind of just sums up what was popular at that time, and you know, so it's kind of cool to look back on. You know, I was probably junior highish or early high school when that came out, so now to kind of think back, get all those memories jogged out. The song was off their second studio album, which was called Significant Other, released in 1999. They put on a great show at Festival of Lakes. I was, you know, I don't want to say I was surprised, but I just wasn't expecting you know, the quality. I mean, he sounded exactly like he used to, and he was great with the crowd, and he interacted a lot, and it was just a fun show.
Awesome.
So, yeah. So,
good deal. They got any new albums coming out or anything? Or
I don't think so.
Doing tours with the old stuff.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're just kind of doing what they can, especially now, you know.
But like solo albums or anything?
Not that I know of. No, I didn't look into that.
Okay.
But possibly. So yeah, but that's what we opened the show with. So sure. Brian, you got something on your list you want to move along to?
Yeah, kind of go into keep the rap rock kind of genre going. Mm-hmm. I have a band called Blaxploitation. It's BLXPLTN is how they spell their name. But they are an electropunk industrial band from Austin, Texas. They started recording around 2014. Most bands that are after the 2010s, like, don't really seem to have, like, a good discogs out there. You know, it's like everything, you kind of just have to see where they seem to start.
You might see it on the band page.
Yeah, so around 2014 is when you start seeing activity from them. So they're kind of, since then is when they've been a thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a powerful, it's a trio of three guys. The trio's powerful music brings to light many issues of race, class, gender, sexuality in today's heavily divided society. So that's kind of a quote that was on one of their web pages. And so their music, with the name exact, is kind of describes what they're kind of about, I guess. But the quick quote from their website also, it said, Blaxploitation are weaponizing their visceral, needle-burying pro-rock bursts to deliver the huge, nasty truth that the unthinkable is the new normal. In 2016, 2017, and 2018, they were listed as one of the top five punk acts on Austin Music Awards, and they were recognized for their album Black Cop Down by Afropunk in 2014 for one of the top albums.
Cool. So, yeah, we've talked about Afropunk before, and they used to put on a festival.
Yeah, they did. It was in New York, I believe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think they started branching out and having smaller ones everywhere else, and then COVID.
Yeah. So. Mm-hmm. Kind of faded away.
Yeah.
But hopefully they keep that going. I'd love to check that out.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, all that background of the band kind of piques your interest in.
Yeah, for
I'm
sure.
Anxious to hear what they sound like. So I'm not familiar with them, so yeah, I'm really anxious to.
Yeah, to date, they have two albums and one miscellaneous release, and this is a track that is off the new album that they have coming up, titled Black Sight. It's released on, in June 29th. So.
Okay, yeah, pretty recent. Then.
Yeah, so it was just released. We make these notes sometimes, and I forget to go back. we planned to record this a week ago. So,
yeah, so about a month ago it was released,
But on, June 29th, 2021, that's when it was released. So go out there and find it, Black Sight. This is also, there's a video for the track as well that you can see on YouTube. So that's definitely worth checking out. It's kind of crazy looking, dark. But they're very like hardcore kind of industrial sound. So
cool.
It's kind of interesting. so we can check it out and let me know what you think.
Nice. All right.
Here we go. That was Blaxploitation with Blacksite. Yeah, actually, I said that there was going to be an album coming out. I don't know if it's going to be an actual album or if it was just a single they were releasing. So
yeah, but they got new music either way.
Yeah, new music either way. Hopefully, there's more to come. But
that definitely sounded like they'd fit right in at a show with like Korn and Limp Bizkit too.
For
but,
sure.
But definitely a good sound and high energy. So that was cool. And I'm interested in checking out the rest of what they got.
Oh, yeah. There's some other albums that they have are pretty good.
Yeah.
Similar sound, for sure.
Yeah. So yeah. Okay, cool. Well, then...
So what else you got on your list?
Well, I'll stick with some tie-ins with Festival of the Lakes. I brought up that event was where I watched Fred Durst and Limp Bizkit recently. And I don't know when everything blends together now because COVID screwed everything up and made everybody lose a year. But the last time Festival Lakes went on, Lights Over Bridgeport played there. And that's when I, was really kind of starting to pay attention to them after that show and checked out all their music. We've had them as a guest on the show. We played a lot of their music. And then I realized I haven't played them in a while. So,
yeah, it has been a bit.
Yeah, I know. And so they're always on my playlist. And I could be like working outside in the yard doing something and they hit and I just have to start, just kind of pump you up. And I really dig their music and their energy and everything like that. So I wanted to make sure to get some of them on the list to keep them high in everybody else's playlist.
Sure.
So Lights Over Bridgeport, they're a local band, Chicago-based band, four guys from like Hammond in the Northwest Indiana area. So they're all from around here where we are. They've shared the stage with with 88 Fingers Louie and Naked Ray Gun, Face to Face, Real Big Fish, Chevelle, a lot of big names, a lot of, you know, people who've been in the scene for a long time. They had just released their latest album, Better This Way, in May of 2020. They were pumping it up. They were doing all this stuff. They even had a short documentary come out about it. And then they, you know, like right before the release, it was like, that's when COVID was ramping up. And they decided, let's just have it go. And so they've never gotten the chance to really tour or anything to help promote the album, which is a real bummer. And hopefully they get to. I every once in a while, I check their Facebook page just to see if I happen to miss that they are doing like a show or something. So nothing yet. You know, hopefully they get something going, and it'd be really awesome to see them in live somewhere again. But I definitely recommend checking them out. Their music's awesome. They've been kind of quiet, like I said, on social media, but definitely follow them. You check out their stuff. Get to know the guys a lot through everything that they put out there. So I wanted to play a song. I don't believe I've played it on the show, but this one is called Heartbreakers. And it's off their album Good Grief, which has some awesome artwork on the front. We've talked about that a few times. It's got like two skulls that make a heart.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Definitely looking. Like tattoo worthy.
Carl has a sticker on his laptop.
Yep, I got that sticker on my laptop because I ordered the t-shirt and stuff from when they released the album. So I got a sticker. It's on my laptop.
Nice.
I wouldn't even mind having that as a tattoo. Just pretty cool looking. So
it is really cool.
But yeah, so let's hear some Lights Over Bridgeport.
All right, here we go with Heartbreakers.
That was Lights Over Bridgeport with Heartbreakers off their album Good Grief. And so felt like I was kind of putting up a bat signal there. Hopefully those guys, like right now they're all at work or something and they're feeling it. They're like, somebody's talking about us. And then they'll check out the podcast and pull it together and get a show going.
Maybe now since we are kind of opening things back up a little bit here more at the station, we can get them to come in.
I got a big backyard, man. I can
just that too.
Well, you're fine. Play in the backyard.
Carl Fest.
Have some buddies over. Yeah, exactly. Let's go, man.
Perfect.
And I got a bathroom downstairs. I'll talk to my wife and letting people use it. We're good.
Nice.
So, no, but yeah, I'm really looking forward to getting to see them. I was really just starting to follow them a lot and saw them once or twice and was ready to keep going, man. So, well, let's keep going in our list, Brian. What do you got next?
Next band I'm going to play is a band from South London, Croydon, England. They formed in 2012. The name of the band is Frauds.
Okay.
Yep. It's a duo. And Mike and Chris, they've been playing together since they were teenagers and started this project as an excuse for a bit of fun.
Cool.
Yeah. So their sound is a blend of their influence of McCluskey, the Jesus Lizard, and Tom Waits.
I'm not familiar with the first two, but I know Tom Waits. So
yeah.
Got my interest peaked.
Yeah, definitely. They've been recently putting together a new album, and it's due to come out October 1st, 2021 on Alcopop Records. And the title of the album will be Long Spoons, and they released a track a little early and a video for it as well titled Ships, and you can find this on YouTube. But that's the song I wanted to play real quick.
Cool.
Check out the new album.
All right. Yeah. Sounds good. Let's hear Ships by Frauds.
Yep. Here we go.
Let's go.
That was Frauds with their new song Ships, coming out in October on the new album. Long Spoons. Keep an eye out for that one.
Yeah, nice. Coming up pretty quick here. So yeah, make sure, you know, bands are struggling right now without having a lot of shows and stuff like that. So really important to show support to all of them. So definitely head over to Facebook, follow them, watch the YouTube stuff and support the album when it comes out. Cool. Well, my last band, Lights Over Bridgeport, I said one of their influences was, and people that they've actually gotten the chance to play with, was Face to Face. And so I wanted to throw some Face to Face on the list. I'm pretty sure we've played them on the show, but if you're not familiar with them, they formed in 1991 in Southern California, and they split up in 2004, but then reunited in 2008, and they're still going, still playing. So they had their 30th year together this year, way back in the, or currently they're signed to Fat Records, and they have 12 studio albums out there, including Standards and Practices Volume 2, which came out in 2020. The first volume had come out back in 1999. And they have a new album, again, that's supposed to be coming out in September on Fat Records. And it's, I haven't checked in like the last week or so, but I wonder if there's some more information up about that. So definitely go check that out. But it's pretty cool. 30 years later, and they're still having an album come out.
Looking forward to that one.
Yeah. So I wanted to play No Way Out But Through by Face to Face. Kind of a good message in there. So let's take a listen.
All right. Here we go.
A little Face to Face on the Midwest Punks podcast. And while that song was playing, I looked it up, and their new album is indeed coming out September 10th. It's called No Way Out But Through. So that was one of the songs off of that one, and it's available for pre-order. And so is some merchandise for their 30 year, you know, to help celebrate the 30 years together. So they're pretty active on Facebook, and Fat Records does a great job promoting them. And so so definitely check that out. And yeah, they have some shows coming up, but they're all like in Alabama, it looks like. And so nothing around here yet, but keep an eye out. So speaking of shows around here, Brian, you got somebody on your list that...
Not quite about the new show coming up. That'll be next after
okay,
this one.
Okay.
But I got one more band. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Who you got on the list?
I got a band called Catbite. They're a 4-piece ska band from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Nice.
And they started in May of 2018. They take a lot of influence from The Specials, The Selectors, Edgy Lyrics, and Elvis Costello's Love of Melody.
Nice.
So, their songs are generally short, catchy tunes that tend to have a deeper meaning.
Mm-hmm.
But like a ska band, you know, short, catchy tunes.
Yeah.
But yeah, they have a new album coming out August 6th, actually, on Bad Time Records called Nice One. And I wanted to play a track that they released early from that called Call Your Bluff.
Cool. So. Yeah, got some new music on the show today for sure. Yep. So. And that album's coming up pretty quick. So
yeah, the end of this
week.
Few
days away.
Yeah.
Yep. Nice.
So yeah, check it out and check out that album. Here we go. That was Catbite with Call Your Bluff.
I like it.
Yeah. That new album, Nice One, coming out August 6th.
Yeah.
Bad Time Records.
I'm definitely going to follow them on some of the usual channels and stuff so I can keep up with them, because I like that. I like the sound of that. Kind of reminded me of The Interrupters.
Yep, very much so.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And so I dig it. I'm going to check them out for sure.
Cool. Yeah. Well, you got a couple tracks left.
We'll
get into the other stuff.
Then we'll get into the show that I almost spoiled earlier. So, yeah. Let's got two more bands on my list here. Let's go with Teenage Bottle Rocket. They're a pop punk band from Wyoming. and they've been described as Ramones core. So they kind of got that, you know, if you're familiar with Ramones at all, as soon as I say that, you know, Ramones core, you kind of already know what you're going to hear, you know, the tempo and everything like that you're going to hear. So their influences were obviously the Ramones, Screeching Weasel, Green Day, Bouncing Souls, etc. And they actually have a new album coming out too. So, you know, they've been around for some time, and now they have their ninth studio album coming out called Sick Sesh. And it comes out August 27th on Fet Records. So they released this music video, and it's pretty funny. It's about it's like an animated music video, and they have another one too that's pretty good, but it's about him haunting his girlfriend after he dies,
okay,
like unexpectedly. So, but it's good. You got to check it out for sure.
Yeah, I have to check this out.
Yeah, and the lyrics explain a lot and give you a little bit more into what they're trying to go for there. But they also have some tour dates as of right now. In Illinois, Ohio, and even Indianapolis for this November. So,
cool.
Knock on wood. Hopefully, those get to, you know, go through and people can see them live, and it helps them promote their record. So
for sure.
But yeah. So for right now, let's hear "Ghost Story" by Teenage Bottle Rocket.
All right. Here we go.
Teenage Bottle Rocket with Ghost Story. and that's part of their Sixth Sesh album that's coming out in August 27th.
So awesome.
Keep an eye out for that.
I like it.
Yeah, yeah. They got a good following, and they're pretty active on social media, so definitely keep an eye on that. And all right, well, let me knock out this last one on my list. Another Chicago-based band, and we played them once or twice on the show, but Rise Against. They are a punk rock band formed in 1999, and they first signed to Fat Records, and since then they've jumped around to numerous labels. They're pretty adamant about trying to stay like off of mainstream stuff, and that's kind of their message. But they have gotten mainstream success. They got it back in 2004 with their album Siren Song of the Counterculture, and primarily a song called Swing Life Away, which was kind of like a more acoustic, melodic song. So got a lot of radio play, and then from there, but a lot of their songs are full of, you know, social commentary about things like homophobia and politics and war and animal rights, things like that. But they definitely put a lot of work into their lyrics, and they stand for a lot of stuff. So I like them a lot, and they are actually going to release their 9th studio album called Nowhere Generation, and it's actually out now. Sorry, and they have more songs on YouTube, and they released a graphic novel of the same name, and that they put together with the album. So
cool. Does that come with the album if you buy it?
It's like separate, special order? I think. Okay. Yeah, you can get it like paperback, hardback, and maybe a digital. I don't remember. But
gotcha.
It's all on their Facebook, their website, and stuff like that. So they're actually playing a show at Northerly Islands in Chicago, August 28th, with the Descendants and the Mezingers. So
nice.
That would be really cool. I might try and sneak away.
What'd you say, the 28th?
Yeah, it's 28th, cool. August 28th. So
look into that.
It's the end of the month, and that's a really cool venue. It's outdoors. It's mm-hmm. right, you know, right on the lake in Chicago. And to see the Descendants and the Mezingers, we've played them a lot on the show too. You know, that would be a really awesome show. So I might try and sneak out of the house for that mm-hmm. night. So I have to find something, you know, that my wife would like doing. Be like, hey, look at it, this is going on. You should go out and do your thing.
I'm just running to Home Depot for 4 hours.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So yeah, but let's hear Middle of a Dream by Rise Against off their new album.
All right, here we go.
Let's go.
That was Rise Against with Middle of a Dream, and that's off their new album Nowhere Generation. And they have a song of the same name on the album, and they're promoting that graphic novel they released with it. So again, a lot of messaging in the lyrics with that album for sure during these times and stuff. So I'm definitely gonna try and get out to that show at Northerly Island in Chicago on August 28th. So maybe we'll post something on the Facebook page and remind people about that show too. But I'm gonna check and make sure I can get my tickets before I do that.
Yeah,
I don't want to share with everybody else first. But no, all right. Well, Brian, I know you got something that I almost spoiled earlier. So what do you got?
No, it's okay. The Motoblad Festival is coming up end of August here. It's my favorite event of the year because I'm into the vintage bikes, and they are doing. They'd always do it at the Cobra Lounge in Chicago. It is a motorcycle and hot rod street rally. And this year they have 20 bands on two stages. It's an impressive lineup of punk, rock, psychobilly, all from Chicago, Midwest, and internationally, really. On Saturday, they have a few extra things going on. They do a pinup contest where girls could have entered like previously throughout the year. I mean, they had there's a whole stipulation on their website of when you can enter and send your pictures or whatever. Mm-hmm. But they have a whole bunch of girls go up on the stage and they pick a winner. But they do that, and then they do they award trophies for the all the different bikes in different categories for vintage, modern, and custom. Cool. And then the same thing for all the cars that they have. And then there's a bunch of vendors and food and booze. So
nice.
It's a good time.
Yeah, sounds fun.
3 days long. So, but yeah.
The nice thing about it being in Chicago for us, at least, you can go home at night.
Right. So, exactly.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. As for bands this year, on Friday, August 27th, they have Black Sabbath, Boy Brain, Amazing Heebie Jeebies, School of Rock. And then on Saturday, they have the Necromantics, Slutter, Screaming Rebel Angels, High Drivers, London Calling, Three Blue Teardrops, Awful, School of Rock. And then on Sunday, the Delta Bombers, Black Sabbath, the Crombies, Mystery Actions, the Evictions, Ladrone, and School of Rock.
Nice lineup there, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of bands.
Cool.
Jamming into two stages.
Yeah, you got a couple songs for us to get a taste of some of those guys.
Yeah, I wanted to play a few songs. This one is actually the Screaming Rebel Angels. They'll be playing on Saturday. And they did an NPR Tiny Desk concert. And so one of the songs they did was Brassy Brown. But they're a rockabilly band, so a rhythm and blues group from New York City. They've been playing around since 2011, and according to Discogs, they have two albums and one single EP out there.
Mm.
The song we're about to hear, like I said, is Brassy Brown, which is off their 2019 album, Heel Grinder. So if you're looking for it and you want to hear the original, but this is the NPR Tiny Desk Concert version. I figure it was fitting since we're an NPR station here, Lakeshore Public Radio. So here we go. Let's check it out.
All right, let's go. Just
And that day I found my time, waiting like a raven for the sun to shine. I smiled up and I opened the door, passing around, I'm coming home. Pass it round, 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 I'm coming home.
All right, that was the Screamin' Rebel Angels with Brassy Brown. That was a NPR Tiny Desk Contest entry.
Yeah, those are really cool. If you go on, you know, go online or something, and you check out the Tiny Desk concerts, they get some pretty good names, and those guys can put on some pretty awesome shows. It just there has to be a Tiny Desk involved. Like that's pretty much the only stipulation. Like it is what it is. It is exactly what it sounds like. Is you can do a concert, there just has to incorporate a Tiny Desk, a desk of some sort somehow in the video. So like you can put a classroom desk on the rooftop of a, you know, whatever building. That could be your Tiny Desk concert, you know. So, but really cool sound from them. And I know you got two more. So who else do you want to play right now?
Let's do the Three Blue Teardrops.
Okay.
They are a three-piece psychobilly band from Chicago. They've been around since the mid-90s. Used to see these guys play at Fireside Bowl and all around Chicagoland. But they were scheduled last year to play Moto Blot. And I think we played them on a show, and we were talking about it coming up, and right before COVID kind of took over and canceled everything. Yeah. But yeah, they never got a chance to play. So they did the live show. I think they did like a drive-in thing. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if they were involved in that, but this being the actual event, I think they are going to do it normal this time.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, the band itself has 12 releases total, 5 albums, 3 singles, and 1 comp. And I want to play a track off of their album Heads Up for 53, titled Wish Upon a Star.
Cool. So. Sounds good. I think I heard this one in Pinocchio, right?
It's possible.
Something like
that. It's a little different. Yeah. It's their version. Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's check out Three Blue Teardrops.
All right. Here we go.
And I
That was the Three Blue Teardrops with Wish Upon a Star off their album Heads Up for 53. I'm going to play one more song. This is another band that's going to be at Moto Blot on Sunday, the 29th of August. And it's the Delta Bombers. They're a rock band formed in Vegas in 2008. Their sound is sort of a combination of 50s rock and roll with some swampy blues and country and rockabilly. Nice. So continue the rockabilly sound. There are also bands that play at this event that are not rockabilly, but I happen to pull three bands that just were rockabilly, so it's not an all rockabilly event. Yeah, so if you're looking at the other bands there, check them out. But the band has 6 albums, 7 singles, for a total of 12 releases, and their most recent single was titled Save Me, released in 2020. And that's what we're going to listen to now.
Cool. Yeah, let's hear that. And make sure you just follow us on MidwestPunks.com and on Facebook and stay up to date with what we're doing. We'll try and share some shows that are coming up that we've talked about on the show here today. And hopefully get back in here soon and keep this going and keep promoting some shows coming up, you know, over the last few decent months of the year before winter hits.
So. Hopefully get a few more in here when the festivals are happening.
Cool. All right, well, let's check out the Delta Bombers with Save Me.
All right, we'll see you next time.
At the end of my life.